and a something you might use when you put soap on it when you wash your face. You know?
You mean a little brush?
No, it's a piece of cloth or, well, what's this, right? What do you call this?
Oh, that's a face towel. Face towel.
Did you wet it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how about, where does the water come out in the sink? It comes out of the...
faucet.
And on a barrel. If you had one of these, a similar thing on a barrel, you know what you'd call that?
Comes out of a barrel. I know that they used to get beer out of
it. Yeah, well, you know what you call that thing where you turn it on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I know in Sloan they used to, you know.
Yeah, sure.
They used to get the beer out of the big thing.
Yeah. How about on a house, on the side of a house, the thing where you might turn the water on?
You know, there's a hydrant out there somewhere.
You have something, if you were pouring sugar, you know, from a large container into a smaller container, you might use something like that. What would you call it?
Sugar bowl.
But the thing you're pouring it through, you pour it through here so you don't spill.
Oh, yeah, I know. We got one here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what you call that?
We got one here. It's we have that every morning here, like we use oatmeal,
yeah.
You know.
But do you know the term funnel?
It comes in a bottle, you know, you open it and you pour it in.
No, but do you ever use the word funnel for that?
Oh, funnel. Oh, yeah.
And if you were dry, I know you don't know anything about the farm, but if there were, you were driving horses, you might crack a what over their head, eh?
Yeah, and make them go fast.
What do you crack, though, eh?
A whip. That's the jockeys have that,
yeah.
You know, at the racetrack.
If you went to the store to buy some apples, and the grocer might put them in a paper what?
Bag. They put them in a bag.
Okay. And then you might have two or three small bags.
Yeah.
And you might put them in a larger thing that you
larger
carry.
Larger bag, yeah.
Yeah, that you carry that has two handles.
Carry two handles. That's called a shopping bag.
Okay. And if, do you know what they call the kind of a container, a bag or covering for clothes when they come back from the dry cleaners?
Oh, yeah, they carry them like you carry stuff to the wet wash.
Okay. How about something similar to a bag, but it's made of cloth, not paper, but cloth. Maybe for sugar or potatoes.
Oh yeah, they put that they put sugar and stuff down a bag with cellophane.
But the large one, say 100 pounds of potatoes.
Well, they put that in a bag. See, they use a cellophane now for so much stuff, you know, covering meats and all lot of stuff.
And would you call these heavy cloth bags or sacks? Would you call it a burlap sack, a croaker
burlap
sack?
Yeah,
burlap what?
Burlap bag
or sack?
Burlap bag. That's like where you'd have 100 pounds of potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned this. If you had all you could carry in both your arms,
yeah.
You know, you'd say, I really have a, what? I really have a...
arm full, yeah.
All right, and do you have a special name, for instance, for a partial load on a truck or a wagon? Or maybe
partial lung.
Yeah, it is. Maybe you could think of this in terms of a boxcar. If a boxcar was only half filled, what would they? A special word for that? Is there any special term for that you can think of for a half load, a part load on a boxcar?
I don't know.
Okay. If a woman is going out to hang up the wash, you know, in the backyard.
Yeah.
And she carries the clothes out in a what?
In a... Wash goes out in a...